Sometimes a no is just a no, so don't take it personally. This is the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. You know, I know, we know there is a problem. It seems that lately leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. They are afraid to step in and step up and lead because of fear of failure. Well, guess what? Not on my watch. I'm your host, David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. There will come a time when you're going to ask someone for something, and the answer is going to be no. No matter what kind of question it is, whether it's a personal, a professional, social, a favor, a solid, the answer is going to be a no. Well, that same thing applies to the intensity of the question. It's urgent, it's important, it's an emergency. It's, you know, when you get around to it, can you, will you, should you, could you, would you? The answer is going to be no. Guess what? You know, a lot of us, we take it personally when somebody says no to us. It's like, well, this is my friend. This is my family member. This is somebody I work with. And they say no. And we take it personally. It's like we're personally offended. Well, maybe it's time to start thinking a different way. Maybe it's time to start turning it around and not taking it personally when someone gives us a no. You know, what I'm getting at is that we don't know the reason for the no. And sometimes just people are flat out no. They're the no kind of person. And that's fine. At least you know where you stand with them. But when the no comes, don't beg. Don't play the sympathy card. Just move along. Move along. Ask somebody else if they can help assist you or whatever it is you need. But don't linger. Don't beg. No. No, you're an adult. You understand what a no means. And you understand that at times you've given a no. But don't take it personally. Maybe others have taken it personally in the past, but you don't need to take it personally. So do not play the sympathy card. Everyone has troubles. Everyone has their own unique set of situation that they're in. It's unique to them. So don't play the sympathy card. Just move along. And if there's no one to ask, if there's no one else to ask, so what do you do then? Well, that's on you. Then that is on you and not the person or persons that gave you the no. Again, they have their own reasons. See, everyone is on their own time. Everyone has their own agenda. They've had set their own standards, their own expectations, and whether they share that with everybody or not, well, that's on them too. And because everyone is different, everyone is unique, everyone has their yeses, their yes moments and no moments. Could just be that it's no. And however, if all you get from those individuals that you ask is no, 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 then it might come time to rethink whom you are asking. It might come time to really reevaluate what type of relationship it is. And I understand, you know, there's friends, there's social, there's family relationships. And family relationships, well, you know, they're going to be family forever. I get that. But if it's a constant no, no, no from them, maybe it's time to rethink how you're approaching them or what you're asking of them. See, of course, consider who you are asking, what you're asking, and what they can deliver. And that's what I was getting with that. So kind of reconsider that. If you're asking a family member for some assistance and they say no, well, maybe they just can't deliver that. And you just assume that they can because, hey, they're family. And, you know, and I keep saying, you know, and I do apologize because it's one of those that it is personal to me. Also, because as I was writing this and doing the show notes for this episode and I started reflecting on my past and when I would get upset when people would say no and when I would get upset, who was saying no to me after I've done X, A, B, C, D, and E, I've gone all the way to X and that's always been a yes. But when I asked, it was a no. And then there was one time that I did ask and it was a yes, no questions asked, nothing else, just yes. And that's cool. But then life happens. We move on. We progress in life and things change and our lives change and we take different directions. And then it came the no. Well, that's okay. That's okay too. You know, it's one of those things that, like, I'm sorry, I keep saying, you know, I got to work on that. But what I'm getting at is that we change. They change. We change. We all change. Everyone changes. And accepting that change is part of who we become, what we grow into, what we're becoming, that's even better. So, of course, like I said, consider who you are asking, what you're asking of them, and what those that you're asking can deliver. See, I'm never going to go to my family pastor and ask them about an ocular migraine. An ocular migraine. It's like a migraine, but it deals with your eyes, your vision. And when I had a situation with an ocular migraine, the very first time I did ask someone that was close to me, family-wise, close to me, who is a trained medical professional about ocular migraines, as I was having my first episode with that. So, of course, that's who I asked. They were the closest ones. They were able to provide little information because, again, they were new to that part of migraines. And so that's okay. That's okay. So what I'm getting at is be careful who you ask, what you ask, and what they can deliver. So again, I'm not going to go to my pastor asking them about a new car. And vice versa. I'm not going to go to the used car salesman and ask them about theological matters. Okay, so see where I'm going with that. You've got to be careful whom you're asking and what you're asking of them and what they can deliver for you. So once again, there's going to also be a time when you're going to have to say no. And it's going to be difficult and it's going to hurt a little bit, especially that first time. And especially if it's somebody that you've said yes to day in, day out, over your span of your lifetime, say somebody in your family, and you've said yes, or somebody professionally, maybe your supervisor, maybe your boss, maybe your manager, maybe the leader, and they've asked you and you just cannot do it for whatever reason, you're going to have to say no. Why? Well, because again, as I mentioned earlier, or seldom, very seldom do our lives, agendas, missions, visions, and calendar line up. Very seldom do they align. So when it comes time to answer the question and ask their question, don't pull any punches when you say yes. And don't pull any punches when you say no. If you have no intention of delivering, don't say yes. Don't say we'll see. Because those two are frustrating, especially when you say yes and then don't deliver. And the we'll see is kind of the cop out. Don't cop out. It's either a yes or no. It is yes. In this case, it is two-sided. Yes or no. Whatever the question is, whatever the ask is, it's a yes or no. Yes, I can do it. No, I can't do it. And it's simple as that. Because if they say yes and then they don't deliver, or you say yes and you don't deliver, guess what? They're going to hold it against you. Yes, they're going to hold it against you. Because again, you've made the commitment to say yes. You delivered on the yes. That's what they asked for. That's why they asked, because they thought you could do it. You said yes, and then you have no intention of delivering. It's going to get held against you, and that's not a good thing. You don't like it when they do it to you. What makes you think they're going to like it when you do it to them? So don't take it personally when the no's come along, especially when they're close or they're professional or whatever the situation happens to be, and it's something dealing with you personally. Don't take it personally. At least they're telling you up front. Thank them. Thank them for the no and accept it. Move on. Again, they're telling you up front they can't do it. They're not leading you down a path that they're not intention. They have no intention of delivering on. Take it personally, again, like I said, when they ask the same of you, but they refuse to accept your no. Take it personally. Is there something else going on? Why are they refusing to accept the no? Now, people will use your no against you, but they'll also hold it against you when you ask. So be careful. Be careful. So if you say no, well, that's fine. But there's some individuals that just can't find a way to let things go, and they're going to hold it against you. And it's understood. And some people say, oh, well, it's karma. You know, it'll come around. It'll get him. It'll get him. And I've seen it. I've seen it happen where I asked somebody for something, and it was a very stressful time. It was a very highly fluid, volatile situation that was going on around us, across the United States during 9/11. And I asked somebody for something, and they said no. They said no. I was like, well, okay, then I'm kind of stuck out here. And luckily, others did step in and they did help out. So it got resolved, but the time now has flipped around. And, well, the shoe's on the other foot and something else has happened. And they chose not to ask me, I guess, for fear of me saying no, because they never asked. But I did see what it did to them when someone else told them no. So now they got to feel that. And I understand that, you know, and it's kind of, how do you say it? Oh, it's kind of vengeful, spiteful, but it's also kind of like karma. You know, I was in a situation where I could help, where I can help, where I can still help, But they opted not to. I guess they were afraid that I was going to say no. Now, again, hindsight is 20/20. They never asked me, but I can sit here and say, oh, yeah, I was going to say yes. I would say yes if they had asked. But they never had the opportunity to ask. So, again, hindsight is 20/20. I can't go down that route, but I know what my heart, my intentions are, is yes, I could help. Again, just be careful. Be careful, because people will use your no against you, and they're going to hold it against you when you ask. It's like, you said no before. Why should I help you now? Or they'll hang up with you and they'll go, can you believe he had the audacity to ask me for help? And the last time I asked him for help, he said no. It happens. It's like that. And that's life. That's human nature. That's just the way people are. So you can't change other people. But guess what? You can begin with you. You can begin changing yourself. You can begin changing who you are. And we move forward from there. So we start realizing that, hey, you know, it's not against us. You know, the only time we should take it personally is when they completely let us down. And even then, it's only when they had no intention of following through with the yes. Other than that, you know, just say no. Pull no punches. Leave simple yes, no situation. If it's a no, they don't need to go into details. They do not need to go into details. Just appreciate the upfront no instead of them saying yes. And when it comes time to deliver, all they give you is crickets. No, appreciate the no. Appreciate the no. The no. The no. Because again, that's just the way it is. And that's a good thing. So you get to where you want to be. You do what you need to do. You accept You accept the fact that there's going to be no in your life, and you don't take it personally, because again, time, vision, mission, agendas, they don't align with our history of who we are or who they are in their lives, and their lives matter. And that's fine. Accept that. But don't pull any punches. Don't expect anyone to be, well, they said yes 99 times, that they're going to say yes this 100th time. No, because we don't know what's going on in their lives at that moment. So again, there is no rule that anyone has to say yes to you. There is no rule. There's nothing out there that says it's a law that says, oh, well, when Dave asks something of you, you have to say yes. No, there is no law. Understanding that everyone is unique and that for now, the only answer they can give you is a no, and that's fine. Maybe they can say yes next week. You know, if they said, oh, you know, if you just asked me last week or you asked me next week after the 15th, I'm good to go. But today, the answer is going to have to be no. Appreciate, like I said, the upfront no. That way, you're not being led down the wrong path, especially if they have no intention of delivering. So understand that there's going to be no's in your life. Accept the fact. Don't take it personally. But we move on. We learn from it. We grow from it. And we become better people because of it. You have been listening to episode 184 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do invite you to contact me by email at dave@daveguerra.com or reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra @Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow me on my Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. Again, I want to thank you for listening to episode 184. Join me next time for episode 185, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.